41 minutes after the hour of 11 a.m., and it's Thursday, April 7th, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Thanks for joining us. We're still trying to hook up with Mick and Martin from across the pond. I'll bet you they forgot that we moved our clocks ahead an hour. Spring forward, fall back. Yeah. So we'll continue with the news, and they'll let us know whether they get a hold of them, and we'll bring them in to talk about their new song out there. They are really into this Midazolam fracas that's been going on. Remember, they go into the elderly care homes and give them a cocktail with Midazolam and morphine in it and kill them and then blame it on COVID? Yeah, they murdered all those people. You see, there's all these nefarious things going on around the world, folks. It is the way things are working. There, by the way, as far as COVID goes, you ever heard of heparin? Well, this supposedly is a widely accessible drug that's cheap that could fight the virus. And when inhaled, it can be uniquely effective prevention and treatment method, according to officials in Australia. It's used to prevent blood from clotting, and it's typically administered through an injection. However, early results of an ANU clinical study show inhaling heparin helps prevent those with COVID-19 from developing lung damage and shows promise in protecting people from getting the virus. One more thing that we can put out there. I would think that, you know, you could inhale it through a nebulizer, frankly, because those kinds of treatments are out there. I've done it, and I noticed that, yes, it works. I use saline and food-grade hydrogen peroxide when I do it. So we were talking before the break about California and what it's doing on transgenders. It's going to give universal income to transgender non-binary residents regardless of earnings. This is Palm Springs, by the way. They're eligible to get a universal basic income of up to $900 a month solely for identifying as transgender or non-binary, no strings attached. What? You mean you could just walk in the door and go, hi, I'm a transgender, and get $900 a month? Wow. They just want to give away the money. Talking about trying to become popular, it's political, folks. It's always political. Well, most everybody here is like they are totally opposed or guaranteed universal basic income because they ultimately cause inflation and raise the cost of living. It's bad enough it's in California in the first place. Yeah, it's insanity. That's the way it is. Speaking of insanity, Martin and Mick from across the pond. Howdy, mates. How are you?
Hi, we're well. Thank you. Thank you for having us back on.
Yeah, no, hey, no doubt. I mean, I'm just loving it. Have you got any further on the Midazolam fracas?
Well, the single, we released the new single, Matt the Cock, about the Midazolam.
Oh, you got to love that.
Yeah.
No, we're talking about Matt Hancock, right?
Matt Hancock, yeah, our former health minister, the one who was in that position of authority when they were ordering enough Midazolam to kill the whole country. So we made the new single about him and his role in the Midazolam murders, and it's out this week, and we're hoping for a chart entry tomorrow.
Oh, interesting. Well, showed up at number 26.
Then it disappeared. That's right, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. This one, we're experiencing a lot of censorship with this one. They've obviously clocked on by the artist's name, which is Mad Mix, from what our subject matter was last time. This single's getting a lot of censorship. So it's a lot harder getting this one out there. But we're trying, you know, even our Telegram channels are being censored. Shadow bans, all kinds of crazy stuff going on over here.
No doubt. Well, anyway, but you're not going to be censored here, so we're going to go ahead and play the radio edit of Matt the Cock. Folks, this is not what you think it is, all right? This is basically another takeoff that is political in nature, and it was created by Martin and Mick. They're the ones who put this thing together. It's a follow-up single to Killer Killer COVID, which we played the last time on the show. So without further ado, let's go ahead and roll this new single that Martin and Mick put out called Matt the Cock. Here we go.
Matt in the old folk tongue. Took us deep into the twilight zone. Drop them up and let them die alone. Gave the contracts to his own. We see being here in a heart of stone. He killed Granny in the old folks' home. I'll let you be. Matt, Matt Hancock. Matt, Matt Hancock. Matt, Matt Hancock. Matt, Matt Hancock. We killed Granny with the dad's a lamb. On the Liverpool care, buff white plan. That's what started the COVID scam. If you want fake tears, then he's your man. He's got blood all over his hands. He killed ground with a dazzle lamb. Matt, Matt, Hancock. Matt, Matt, Hancock. Matt, Matt, Hancock. Matt, Matt, Hancock. Our food are rude. We must protect the NHS. Oh, but I digress. We were told we must stay inside. Everybody was petrified. And the COVID deaths were falsified. The NHS has clearly lied. The government is full of shit. Cause they were partying every night.
Wow, that's got kind of like a Beverly Hillbillies banjo feel to it there. Guys.
That's absolutely.
Yeah, that's something else. I always like the banjo in there for flavor along with the flute and everything else. It makes it kind of like one of these funny cartoon kind of takeoffs. You know, the thing is that, you know, they don't pay any attention to it until they start listening to the words. And when they start drilling down on the words, all of a sudden now there's where the censorship comes in. Because by itself, the sounds song sounds pretty cool. It sounds real upbeat, and it sounds, you know, cartoonish in a way. But, you know, it's interesting how you painted a different face on Mr. Hancock. So how are the reaction generally, besides the censorship, how is your own network of people? And I know you've got thousands out there that are supporting you. How are they reacting to the new song?
People are loving it over here. The thing is, we had a band back in the 80s called Chaz and Dave, two guys and a piano kind of thing. And we went for that kind of riff. Martin came up with that kind of riff because it's a very difficult subject matter to cover. And so I use a lot of humor in my videos on my Telegram channel. I use a lot of humor. And Martin's taken that and transferred it into the song with a deadly serious subject matter, but in a humorous way. Even in the video, we have a video for the song as well. And people, once they get over, like, hold on a minute, you're talking about people dying in old folks' home, being murdered by the British government with a drug called midazolam, and you're making it into a parody. But it kind of works, and like you said, it forces people to listen to the words when really they don't want to hear those words. They're happy to live in their, like, in their little world, thinking everything's fine. And then all of a sudden, the subject matter comes up in the song, and they're like, whoa, hold on. But people within the resistance over here, they love it. It's very popular over here.
Well, that's good to know. And the thing is that you have your equal share of woke over there across the pond as we do here in the States. We just, as a matter of fact, had a reporter, which this information comes in every so often, and they're even attacking their own media. I mean, the media literally is chewing off its foot. We had a reporter that actually made mention of the fact that Kamala Harris, during the speech, Biden's speech, said that, Kamala's wearing a brown suit. She looks like the UPS lady. And apparently she was fired for that from her media job. So this is not... I mean, everything that you're experiencing right now with media cancel culture and censorship is pretty much, you know, we're seeing that across the board. But like I said, now the media is turning on its own for any little thing. They're getting totally woke, and it doesn't matter. You know, they start talking about, and this is one thing that is subject matter you might cover next, is the LBTGQ movement. When I first heard that acronym, I thought it meant let's get Biden to quit, but no, that wasn't the case. So,
excellent.
Yeah, so we're just having fun with it. You know, we're having as much fun with it as you are over there with Matt the Cock. Of course, you couldn't come out right out and say Matt Hancock. That would be too obvious. So you called it Matt the Cock, which obviously the folks over there who have a little bit drier sense of humor probably picked up on that and got that a lot better than the people over here would have. But we had to play it here, so we appreciate you sending that over here.
We appreciate you playing it. The version you played was very different to the original because of the language we use. My language is colourful. It was colourful in Killer Killer COVID, and it's quite colourful in Matt the Cock also. But people over here kind of get it. Like you say, our sense of humour over here is very ironic, and a lot of people get it, especially with the swear words in, and they actually like it. Back on to Biden, he reminds me a bit of the Queen, you know. No one knows if these people are really dead or alive. They seem to linger on and on forever and ever. Over here, people have been saying that the Queen's been dead for a few years. And sometimes when I see your president, I think, yeah, he looks dead to me.
Yeah, most of the people over here really don't even regard him as their president, not unless they're woke. And then they think he's doing a wonderful job, and that only constitutes about 12% of the population in reality. But I don't know, had you heard, but, you know, we have the southern border problem going on over here. And Texas Governor Abbott just announced he's going to charter 900 buses and put all the illegals on and ship them over to Washington, D.C. and unload them over there.
Excellent. Well, we've got a similar thing going on over here. I don't know if you're aware over there in America, but over here we got a little conflict going on over to the east of us between Russia and one of their former states, the Ukraine.
Oh, yeah.
and they're promising us cash money to take Ukrainian refugees into our houses and put them up in our houses. Now, the irony of that is I think it was about it would have to be before the COVID. The Ukrainian football fans insulted an English black footballer, and uh-oh, they went absolutely mental. And you know, we banned Ukraine and everything. You know, they were like the devil themselves because they were supposedly racist Nazis. And now we're inviting them into our houses for a whole £350 a month. So as you can imagine, British people are queuing up for that. They're fitting them into their spare bedrooms, into their cupboards. Wherever they can get money, they'll do it over here.
For £350 a month. And so, you know, the pound obviously is still a little bit worth more than the U.S. dollar. But the fact is that they made fun and slammed and people over there, you should understand, football is their term for soccer over there. And, you know, go Manchester United. But anyway, so I don't know if you guys are United fans or not. Are you?
No, I'm from London. I live in, I grew up in central London, right next to the Arsenal. So the Arsenal would have been my team of choice.
I got you. All right. Well, I know you love your sports over there. So yeah, I can understand how everybody went ballistic over insulting one of the football players over there. But then, of course, this is the government now that is speaking up and telling everybody that they have to quarter. See, I'm not sure that Americans would go for that, even if they were getting a paycheck. It's bad enough that they're telling the churches over here in the state of Pennsylvania, the government is the governor of Pennsylvania is saying, look, we're going to pay your parishioners to get the vaccine. They're doing this in the churches now. God forbid.
Today, well, not today, I think it started about 3 days ago over here in the United Kingdom. They moved forward with the vaccination of 5 to 11-year-olds.
Oh,
and
no.
We have Facebook people on Facebook over here posting pictures of their little toddlers holding their vaccine certificates, how proud they are that they've been and had this poisonous jab that, because their parents think that, like you say, it's the woke thing to do. It's just incredible. And it just reminds me of the whole madness of the COVID thing. And people think, particularly over here, they think that the COVID's gone away because our mainstream media are only talking about the Ukrainian issue. Whereas in reality, they're sneaking up behind them. They're injecting five-year-olds, and people think that's a great, great thing to do. Meanwhile, two children die of heart attack on their way to school, and that's perfectly acceptable over here in the UK now. We've got footballers dying on the football pitch. We've got tennis players, athletes dying, and that's perfectly normal. Everyone says, oh, yeah, but they've always died. Well, yeah, everyone always dies, but not when you're a professional athlete. They were dying on average at about 4 a year, and in the last 2 years, they're dying at about 80 a year, and no one thinks that that's strange. And this is the kind of messed up world that we're living in over here in the UK. But people are clubbing together. They're getting all their, in our churches over here, they're all collecting their food together, their medication that they're not using, and they're putting them up in boxes and sending it over to the Ukraine. Countries where billionaire oligarchs are fighting each other, playing with their little war. People over here are going without food to send it over there when, you know, one of them bombs would cost, would feed the whole city for a month, you know? It's crazy.
It is. And the thing is that, you know, we don't get a lot of direct information from the underground. I mean, you guys literally are the underground for us to find out what's really going on over there. And we've been aware that athletes have been dropping dead on the field and suffering from myocarditis, pericarditis, heart attacks, blood clots. Literally, I've had people just in the last week calling and saying that they've had people just all of a sudden had a headache, went into the hospital, all of a sudden they found blood clots, two that I know of just in the last 48 hours, and they're dead. And so, you know, we know that whatever is in that jab, literally, and this is something that folks over there in the UK were actually talking about, that we were listening to on Rumble and Brighty on some of those back channels, and they were saying that they were digging blood clots out of the legs of these people that were deceased in funeral homes, trying to embalm them. They couldn't drain the blood because the blood was so thick. And when they slice open the artery in their leg, they literally sliced open the entire iliac artery and dug a clot out of one of them, the length of the artery, the whole length of the leg. And so we're looking at this stuff going, my God, you know, why aren't people paying attention to this? I mean, you're wondering about the clotting effect. That's why we call it the clot shot over here. It's one of the nicknames for it. But I would imagine that you still have in your resistance network tens of thousands of people that agree with everything you say.
Yeah, yeah, they do. They do. As far as the COVID goes, yes, they do. And they are realizing. And, you know, it's a sad story. I'm going to tell you. It's anecdotal, but I'll tell you it while I'm here. One guy, people message me with their stories of what's going on, so I've got a little bit of a platform. One guy had a day off work. He booked the day off work to take his daughter to get a vaccine, five-year-old, I believe. And then he booked the next day off work because his daughter was in intensive care. And these people in this country think that that's absolutely normal. Well, I'm telling you, it's not normal. It's not normal, children dying. And they're trying to make it like it's normal. We have commercials on the telly of soccer player, a female soccer player, a young teenage girl, collapsing on the pitch. And this is a commercial, I'm telling you the truth here. Collapsing on the pitch. And then the advert, the commercial goes on to say, heart problems could happen to anybody. Well, let me tell you, they didn't happen to anybody before 2021. When the vaccine rollout started, then all of a sudden, heart attacks can happen to anybody. Now, people don't want to talk about that over here, and it's frustrating the hell out of me. Only us in the resistance are looking at it. And now all the people think that it's gone, that the COVID's a thing of the past, the Madazalan murders are a thing of the past, and they're all looking over at the Ukraine and Russia, everyone thinking that we're going to get nuked, not realizing that every day they're still murdering children over here in the UK with that killer shot.
No doubt. Well, and see, the thing is with Ukraine and all of that, we're looking upon that. Most of us here in our network are looking at that as a weapon of mass distraction, because they're really trying to dissuade us from looking at the real truth of what is going on in the Biden administration. So when you start looking into a lot of the realisms that are happening. All this Ukraine thing is fluff. And I mean, we just found out the other day that the head of the Ukraine, we're talking about Zelensky, is a porn star.
Yeah. We've got, I've never actually seen any of his videos, to be fair, but we're getting that over here. The things that boy's done to make a little bit of money as the years have gone by. And you're absolutely right. The exact same thing's happening in the United Kingdom. It's pure distraction. They think that we're going to forget about people like Matt Hancock, the former health minister, Boris Johnson, the prime minister. They think we're going to forget about their crimes because we're too busy talking about the war in the Ukraine. Well, it's not going to happen. And this song that we've released this week, we're trying to use this song to put it back into people's consciousness of what's actually happened. We won't forget, we'll never forget what they've done and what they are still doing, because the Madazalan murders are still happening. Over here in the United Kingdom, if one of your family members ends up in hospital and they decline a COVID test, then they treat them as COVID positive and put them on a COVID ward and then start treating them for COVID, which invariably means Madazalan, because now they've decided that that's a treatment for COVID. Obviously, it's not, but they've decided it is. Now, this is still going on today. I have people messaging me on a daily basis that their family have been put on COVID wards. They've been denied all access to them, and then within weeks, they're dying. And what they went in with wasn't life-threatening. And this is what's happening in the UK, and it's been happening now for 2 years, and it didn't stop happening just because the mainstream media want to talk about the Ukraine and Russia. These murders are still happening on a daily basis with the use of Midazolam and Remdesivir, I believe the other one is.
Yes, that is what it is. Yeah.
It's happening, and it's real, and it's happening every single day. And people are going to start talking about it. Me and Martin are going to talk about it, and we talk about it a lot. We've done this single to try and put that out there. You know, like we said at the beginning, it is funny. It is a jolly single. I get that. But the message is deadly important. We're not going to forget. These people will be held accountable for everything they have done. Every life they have taken, they will be held accountable for, either in this life or the next.
Yeah, for sure. And we appreciate everything that you guys are doing over there to make this thing work. Obviously, we're getting a lot of the same information, which is a good thing. I'm referring to hospitals now as death camps, pretty much because the same thing that happens when they go in, hospitals over here are being incentivized up to $300,000, according to some of the guests that we've had on the show, are saying they're getting up to $300,000 for every step that they get a patient closer to death and in death in COVID. And so even if they don't have COVID when they came in, if all of a sudden they get exposed or they're being tested and it comes out positive, the first thing they want to do is put them on a ventilator. They want to give them remdesivir. They want to shut down their kidneys, and then they go away, and they let them die. I mean, this is what they're doing. And so, you know, it's no different than midazolam and everything that's going on with the morphine injections and what they're doing to people in hospitals over there. And the protocols, of course, they're following everything that your NHS is telling them, aren't they?
You know, the ridiculousness of the way people over here in the UK, I don't know if it's the same for you guys, follow orders. They do as they're told without question. And this is how atrocities are allowed to happen. Because the atrocities aren't being committed by the elites, by the cabal. The atrocities are being committed by your everyday man and woman in the street who are falling for it and just following orders. And that will not be an excuse for these people. They're injecting children, for heaven's sake. Why? Because they're following orders? That is unacceptable. The people have to accept responsibility for their actions, and they've been doing this to us for 2 years. They've been getting our own loved ones to do it. I have a very, very close relative who gets paid by the day to inject people with this poison, and they think they are saving the world. And obviously, we don't have any communication now because I just can't. Because to me, they are complicit in what is going on. They think they're doing a good thing. They've been convinced that they're doing a good thing. They refuse to look at the facts and figures. That even with Pfizer releasing all the paperwork about how many people have died, they still refuse to acknowledge it, and they carry on injecting people. They are as complicit as Matt Hancock and Boris Johnson.
No doubt. Well, and see, this is something that we're going to be following up in the future with you guys, because we don't want to let go of this conversation either, because we already know that these people need to be held accountable. But the way the elitists are working and the way our governments are working, it's going to be a cold day in hell before any of that happens, at least in the near future. And it's been great talking to you guys. Martin and Mick, we've got them right here on the phone from across the pond. We are out of time, but we thank you so much, gentlemen, and good luck with your new song. More and more people should be listening, and we appreciate that. And Andrew Butchen from EMP Shield will be on with us after the top of the hour break. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.